free Carnegie Mellon Tepper MBA essay samples. The Tepper School of Business at Carnegie Mellon, founded in 1949, is renowned for studying the scientific principles of business administration. The following MBA essays were written by ARINGO MBA candidates who got accepted to Carnegie Mellon University's Tepper School of Business MBA program over the past few years. Read these free Tepper MBA essay examples to get a sense of what they are looking for at the Tepper MBA program. Contact ARINGO MBA admissions for help with your Tepper MBA essays. To read more about Carnegie Mellon University's Tepper School of Business, visit the Tepper MBA page. See below some Tepper MBA essay samples from MBA applicants. Sign up for a free consultation. Submit. Carnegie Mellon Tepper MBA essay example number 1. Question. What are your short-term and long-term goals? How will a Tepper MBA help you achieve these goals? Please include any information regarding what steps you have taken to learn more about Tepper. After graduating, I plan to pick up right where I left off as an entrepreneur in the software industry. My short-term career goal is to return to working full-time as CEO of the software startup company I founded, which is a developing startup company with a revolutionary concept aimed at changing product information consumption on the web. I plan to establish an American office for the company, which will serve as a marketing platform for broadening our customer base in the US. In the long run, I plan to lead my company to become a large public-held industry leader. I am pursuing a formal business education in order to complete my background with the necessary knowledge and tools to lead an innovative technological company to success. When first researching MBA programs to find the optimal program for me, the three things that were most important to me were finding a top school, a program with good entrepreneurship and technology-related courses, and a small and intimate program. At an MBA conference earlier this year, I met Assistant Director of Master's Admissions, Ms. Annie Dolan, who introduced me to Carnegie Mellon. After talking to Tepper graduates at the fair and later reading more about Tepper online and contacting and meeting other students and graduates, I realized that Tepper's MBA is the perfect fit for me. Combining courses in the fundamentals of management and scientific disciplines along with the elective entrepreneurship courses available at the Entrepreneurship in Organizations track will allow me to assemble a toolbox to efficiently serve me in my post-MBA career. The syllabuses of the available entrepreneurship courses such as Entrepreneurial Thought and Action and Funding Early Stage Ventures are in perfect coherence with the in-depth business skills and knowledge I've targeted to acquire in an MBA. The additional practical courses and options such as Developing and Funding Your Venture, the Swartz Entrepreneurial Leadership Speaker Series, and the Donald H. Jones Center for Entrepreneurship are a great fit for my preference for learning through practical and hands-on experiences. I'm interested in further developing the skills I learned while writing a business plan for my startup this year, something I could accomplish by participating in entrepreneurship business planning. Due to the innovative and flexible nature of the Tepper MBA program and the available electives at Tepper and other top-ranked schools at Carnegie Mellon, I feel that I will be able to assemble the most effective course selection for my goals. This past September, I visited Carnegie Mellon and was hosted by the Dean of the Mellon College of Science, Professor Frederick Gilman. During my visit, I attended a Managing Organizations class with Professor Don Moore. I went on a campus tour and had lunch with students. Talking to first and second year students Mufu Na, Patrick Bosco, Ian Bugs and others, and later also to Ms. Dolan on my interview, I was happy to discover that my preliminary impression of Tepper was actually quite accurate. As a people person, I am interested in studying in a smaller group with an intimate atmosphere, where I can really get to know all my colleagues and establish new friendships and networks. From talking to professors, students and graduates, I believe that Tepper fits these criteria perfectly, which is why I hope to become a member of the class of 2012 and a part of the Tepper community. Another added value for me is Pittsburgh's business-friendly community, recently named the second best place among America's largest cities to launch a new business by Fortune magazine. This, which makes the city an attractive place for me to position my company's American office post-MBA. Carnegie Mellon Tepper MBA essay example number 2. Question. The Tepper School's culture relies on all members to be active contributors to our community. With your values, experiences, and interests, how will you make a unique contribution to the Tepper community? Your examples may include classroom interaction, student activities, career development, community service, etc. I believe that John F. Kennedy's perception in "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country" spans beyond the literal country, to any organization or group you are a part of. Both in my military service and in my position of testing engineer at the company I worked for, I had the opportunity to be one of the founding members of new teams. From these experiences, I learned that the formation of a new group is the perfect opportunity to take on new responsibilities and introduce new initiatives. In forming the new special operations team in the military, I used the momentum to initiate new mission preparation techniques that were later adopted by other teams. I also took on responsibilities such as leading certain missions that until then had been led only by officers. Working at a tech company while simultaneously attending university, I expanded the definition of my role and initiated a cooperative university company development project that was adopted by the company upon its completion. I see community involvement as another opportunity to initiate change and make an impact as part of a team. It's hard for me to imagine letting others set a social or political agenda for the place that I live without having a democratic say. I have been an active volunteer in social and political organizations for the past 13 years. After completing military service, I was asked to volunteer to stay an additional half year, which I did happily, not wanting to leave my unit in the lurch. Since being discharged, I have been actively volunteering in the unit I served in several days per year as a military reserve soldier. I believe that the essence of working in a team is the joining of individual efforts towards reaching a goal. In my bachelor's degree studies, I initiated and founded an online portal for the students in my class as a source for reference and related articles and books to help with our schoolwork. This portal was used by at least 60% of the 140 class members. This past year, following a business plan writing and entrepreneurship course I took at Termix Entrepreneurial Center, I became involved in an entrepreneurs forum that meets for discussions and speaker lectures. My participation showed me that making coming together as a group can also be helpful also in trying to achieve individual, yet like-minded goals. I see a new MBA class as a great opportunity to continue working as a team member, making a contribution and taking new initiatives. As a student at Tepper, I plan to join clubs that are in my fields of interest. I see myself participating in the TREX, speaker series and competitions of the Business and Technology Club and the Entrepreneurship and Venture Capital Club. I am very interested in applying and further developing the skills I learned while writing a business plan for my startup, something I could accomplish by participating in the Tepper Business Plan Competition. I am also interested in applying what I learned in competing as a semi-finalist in an Exit 2009, an internet startup contest sponsored by Google, Intel, and IBM, at the Tepper 90-Second Challenge. Also, as I always do in social events, I plan to take charge of the music and DJ at all suitable Tepper social events. Carnegie Mellon Tepper MBA Essay Example Number 3. Question. Describe an obstacle you have faced in your professional or academic life. How did you overcome this obstacle and how did it foster your development? While working as system engineer, the American Federal Communications Commission, FCC, as well as their European and Japanese counterparts, set a new standard which our products had to comply with in order to enter the market in Japan and increase our markets in the US and Europe. I was chosen to manage the international product certification process, led a team of three in developing a new series of products and represent the company in supervising certification tests in the US and Japan. As a new standard, there were few references to obtain the knowledge from, and no one in the company with prior experience to turn to. In addition, the project had to be completed quickly in order to be ready to participate in a large upcoming Japanese trial and supply advance order products to customers in the US. First, I researched and learned all aspects of the new standard and planned how to design the software in accordance. Then, to make sure we will pass, I planned how to perform the necessary certification tests before flying abroad for the testing. To do this, I purchased $70,000 worth of equipment and software and created a work plan and schedule for each country. I negotiated the price of the certification tests with the labs in the US and, using the company's Japanese representatives, in Japan as well. After completing all the necessary development, pre-testing, and the European tests, we signed contracts with the authorized labs in the US and Japan, priced at over $120,000. I sent equipment to both countries, managed relations with customs to make sure my equipment reaches the labs on time and made the necessary travel arrangements. I traveled to the US for 10 days where I worked with Mr. X, the manager of RF testing at blank. While in testing, one of our products failed some of the tests, and the lab blamed our equipment. I discovered it was actually their equipment that was faulty and proved this to Mr. X. We passed the tests and I convinced the labs not to charge us another few thousand dollars for the extra testing time. After returning from the US, I spent 3 14-hour workdays preparing the necessary adjustments for the Japanese standard and then flew off for a week of testing in Japan. I had very limited time because the lab only had a few days open for us. I needed to get the testing done in time to participate in the upcoming trial. Speaking through my English-Japanese translator, I presented the schedule and prioritized tasks for my Japanese team of three, as well as three lab personnel. I also convinced the lab manager to eliminate the duplicate tests, saving us 2 days, and allowing us to finish all the necessary tests for all the products. Our products passed all the required certification tests in the US and Japan. This allowed us to reach out to new customers and expand our markets in the US and Europe and enter the Japanese market and expand our global market by an estimated 100%. As a result of this experience, I learned how to overcome obstacles such as geographical distance, language barriers, unfamiliar technologies, and tight timelines. I also developed more confidence in my abilities after seeing that combining my engineering, business, and leadership skills with hard work impacted my company's market share. Carnegie Mellon Tepper MBA essay example number 4. Question. Imagine that you meet up with a member of the admission committee at an airport while on a layover. You have an opportunity to make a memorable impression. Use this essay to introduce yourself. Include any information that you believe is important for the committee member to know about you both professionally and personally. Hello. Thanks for meeting me here at the Mumbai airport. My name is blank. I was born in India, attended college in California, and was recently naturalized as an American citizen. I currently head my family business of industrial logistics in India. 3 years ago, if you would have asked me whether I would think that I would head a 65-person company, I would have answered with a resounding no. As a burns victim, I was always more interested in healthcare. I wanted to help people by becoming a burns specialist surgeon. My journey in business started with what I consider the worst day of my life. The day my father passed away from a heart attack. Only 22 at the time, I had no prior experience in business, yet, the responsibility of running the business came on my shoulders. I also had to take care of my mother and grandmother, so failure was not an option. In the last 3 years, I have learned a great deal about running a business. Managing and growing the business has completely altered my career path. As a logistics service provider to healthcare companies, I learned of supply chain costs and the importance of business acumen to optimize operations and decrease costs in healthcare. I realized I could have a much larger impact on the healthcare system as a whole in a business role. I even got a chance to sharpen my business skills by collaborating with a nonprofit organization to set up a school for less privileged children in India. This was an important personal accomplishment for me, and I intend to continue this spirit in Pittsburgh. With the help of an MBA from CMU Tepper and its analytical approach to management, my goal is to fill the gaps in my business knowledge in order to be part of the value-based healthcare shift in American healthcare. I want to help the industry in a healthcare consulting role to provide patients with more value for their money and become more transparent while maintaining healthy margins through efficiency. This is where I believe my passions and skills meet the best. Carnegie Mellon Tepper MBA essay example number 5. Question. Imagine that you meet up with a member of the admission committee at an airport while on a layover. You have an opportunity to make a memorable impression. Use this essay to introduce yourself. Include any information that you believe is important for the committee member to know about you both professionally and personally. It is very nice meeting with you on my way to Kampala. I have a meeting tomorrow with the largest water company in Uganda. Out of all the sectors that I cover at the World Bank Group, water is the most exciting. Due to the inherent challenges and the significant positive social impact that can be made in it. I have managed water purification projects in India, Uganda, and Ghana, and played a key role in financial engineering and structuring aspects of these projects. One of the greatest challenges in the sector is limited capital availability, and I intend one day to set up a private equity fund focused on Africa and Asia in order to attract private capital to the sector. In order to achieve this long-term goal, I plan to spend 5 to 10 years post-MBA at a leading PE firm and eventually move into a director role at a water sector-focused company in Africa. After gaining the skills I need to run an investment fund, I will start working towards launching my own PE fund. I come from a humble background in Sri Lanka, and if education had not been affordable in my home country, I would not have made it to where I am today. I am grateful to society for that and feel I owe a whole lot back. I believe that the best way to give back to society is by making people's lives better. Over the last decade, I have led several programs to bring sustainable development to the community. In these challenging programs, I have managed teams of 10 to 20 members in design, implementation, and fundraising activities, including establishing a scholarship fund for students from low-income families. I also had the privilege to host a weekly live finance TV show on Sri Lanka's national network, and to found a venture involving polythene recycling to address a growing social issue of waste management in the country. I am always exploring ways to bring sustainable impact to society, and establishing and managing a water sector-focused PE fund would be my ultimate professional and personal goal. Carnegie Mellon Tepper MBA Essay Example Number 6. Question. Describe a defining moment in your life. How has it shaped you professionally? 300 words. During my time at blank, I was also a regional coordinator in an NGO named Sanchanyan. My co-worker for over 3 years was a teen girl who one day was admitted to hospital due to body inflammation and passed away a few days later. The doctors reasoned the inflammation was due to usage of unhygienic rags for menstrual flow. This incident had a tremendous impact on my life, and I started my research on the feminine hygiene conditions of Indian women. I was shocked by the fact that only 10% of females in India used proper sanitary napkins. The rest used unhygienic rags during their menstrual period. This cemented my belief to work for the awareness of feminine hygiene. I founded the venture, blank, Educating Hygiene, Empowering Women. The need and importance of personal hygiene was a topic unaware and strange to rural women. My first objective was to raise awareness about the importance of personal hygiene. We visited around 50 orphanages, educating young girls about the need of using sanitary pads. We formed a sustainable business model on manufacturing sanitary pads and presented the plan to a number of banks. Most showed interest and then shied away. I was disappointed but was not going to terminate the initiative, and presented our idea to a group of investors and received the seed money needed. Focusing initially on Catholic nunneries and orphanages and later selling directly through a local retail group, our products were starting to sell. Currently, we produce daily 20,000 units, aiming to grow to 500,000 daily next year. We are also working with multiple NGOs in America, Asia, and Africa to take this initiative globally. My experience with 4X transformed me as a person, member of my community, and business leader. This experience made me more compassionate and sensitive to the needs of society, and especially of women. Carnegie Mellon Tepper MBA Essay Example Number 7. Question. Based on your research and interactions with the Tepper community, please share why you are a good fit with the Tepper MBA program. 300 words. As a plant manager at blank, I was able to analyze multiple technical problems and help market our product to various markets, leading teams of 80 people. Nevertheless, I wish to build on my strengths, improve my leadership skills, and push further towards my managerial goals. Tepper, with its Accelerate Leadership program, would be the ideal program to achieve this. The one-on-one interaction with Executive Director Maxwell, helping me assess my shortcomings in the leadership area, and in addition to the communication coaching with a senior Tepper student, that will help enhance my communication skills, are all unique Tepper advantages. As process engineer and production manager, I have led multiple operations projects using statistical analysis to find solutions to complex business problems. I am interested in continuing my post-MBA career in the operations field as an operations manager in a company like Amazon. Tepper, with its impressive operations curriculum, is the best fit for me to reach my goals. I am interested in taking part in the business analytics track and enriching my knowledge on using data modeling to get better decisions within a firm. I strive to become the president of the Tepper Operations Management Club, discussing innovative case competition ideas and new networking avenues. Participating in the international case competition will help me learn about real operational problems and work together with my team to come up with appropriate solutions. Tepper's curriculum is different from other MBA schools. It offers a powerful combination of both leadership and analytics, creating an intellectual advantage. During my research and discussions with Arjun Mewara, Tepper 2016, I learned about the capstone course track. Time and management skills have been crucial for me as a project manager, and I have loved the challenge of deadlines and milestones. As president or operations manager in my team, I plan to use my skills to drive my team to the highest shareholder price in management game. A unique course available only at Tepper Carnegie Mellon Tepper MBA Essay Example Number 8. Question. What is your professional goal immediately following graduation from Tepper? 150 words. Post-MBA. I hope to serve as a senior product manager at Google. Tepper's analytics-focused curriculum, including strategy and product management courses, coupled with my passion and expertise in software products, will make me an ideal candidate. Tepper's technology strategy and product management track, specifically through courses such as technology strategy and mobile and IoT computing services, will enhance my ability to develop tech strategies with the senior leadership team at Google, while collaborating with developers and data scientists to create innovative products. Participating in the Tepper Business and Technology Club, I will enter the renowned Tepper Innovation Challenge. A case competition will allow me to apply my learnings to tackling real technology business challenges with diverse teammates. As a result, I will utilize the full power of data and build competencies in decision-making and collaboration, all core skills to be successful at Google. How can you improve your Carnegie Mellon Tepper MBA essays? Aringo's experts can help you present yourself best. Will you get in? Try our admissions chances calculator.